You will hit that day when you will make your goal happen. Your reels will be getting more views. You'll be faster at making content. Writing captions will become natural. And you will be so proud that you kept going. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media, to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. I don't know why, but not very many people talk about the reality of growing on Instagram. Instagram requires a lot of work. It's hard. It comes with its own set of challenges. But it's not supposed to be easy. Otherwise, literally everybody would be Instagram famous. So, how do you prepare yourself for success? What should you really expect as a business owner committed to finally take Instagram seriously so you can utilize it to grow your business? In this episode, I'm opening up about what it really is like growing on Instagram based off my experience. And honestly, it was pretty similar to hurdles I went through when I was growing my business on TikTok. Every business owner who is serious about growing on social media should know this so they can have a realistic expectations and plan appropriately. So if you are a business owner ready to commit to your Instagram growth this year, this episode is for you. I'll be sharing with you top three things you really need to prepare for if you want to see the Instagram success, including some harsh reality of growing on Instagram. And of course, I will leave you with actionable tips you can apply to make your journey easier. But before we dive in, I'd like to kindly ask you if this episode resonates with you and you hear something that more business owners should hear, please take a screenshot or picture of your phone and share it on your stories with that point that resonated with you so we spread this message to more women in business online. I would very much appreciate your help with that. And now when we have that out of the way, let's get to those three things you need to prepare yourself so you can succeed on Instagram. Number one, Instagram success mindset. If you are serious about growing on Instagram and monetizing it, going in it with the right mindset is super important. I mean, you need to know the reality of what to expect so you can work on your mindset and not let it discourage you. So many times I get messages from business owners complaining that they are not getting lots of views or no one is engaging with their content. And when I look at their account, I see that they posted like 12 reels. Or they posted like 30 images of their product with no personal connection, no actual picture of themselves. So if you are getting frustrated after 12 reels, that is not a success mindset. That's setting yourself up for failure. And I get it. Some social media experts can make it look like it's easy, but in the reality, you need to know that you will need to post a lot of posts, and I mean maybe hundreds of posts before you will start growing. You need to know that people will not engage with your content for a long time. It really takes time, consistency, and it requires for you to put constant effort into your community Even if you only have 50 followers, if you want them to start engaging with you, you need to know that you still will need to show up even when it feels like you are talking to crickets and that it will be hard. Your mind will want to talk you out of it. You need to know that you will need to learn how to create content that people actually care about watching. You will need to allocate time to study about Instagram a little bit so you can create your content with a plan, so you are not just posting for the sake of posting, but you are creating posts that are intentional and designed to lead sales to your business. You will need to practice your camera skills. You will need to learn how to craft hooks, how to edit your videos so they keep people interested. You need to know that growing on Instagram is a commitment and that it will become part of your weekly schedule and daily schedule. You need to know that you may be answering your own questions on Instagram stories for a long time until somebody sends you a real question about your product or service that you can answer. You would be just fooling yourself if you go into it with expectations that you just need to post something and sooner or later customers start coming from your posts, because it doesn't work like that. And it's guaranteed that you are going to go through the period of time when you will question your abilities and your self-doubt will be telling you that nothing is working and it's a waste of time. But when you know that all of this is completely normal part of growing on Instagram, you can be mentally prepared and work with your mindset and plan your schedule accordingly, so you are going to keep going until you'll find one thing that works. You're going to get a comment from your ideal customer. You're going to get an inquiry in DM. You are going to start gaining confidence. Showing up will become easier. You will hit that day when you will make your goal happen. Your reels will be getting more views. You'll be faster at making content, writing captions will become natural, and you will be so proud that you kept going. You reach your goal, you'll get the reward. Instagram can change your business and your life forever. It can open doors to opportunities you never thought would be even possible for you. If so many people did it, there is no reason why you couldn't do it too. But to get there, you need to pay the price. You will need to stop taking the setbacks personally and keep going even when no one is watching your post yet and even when it feels like nothing is working. I feel like that was a mouthful, but also I feel responsibility, like it just needed to be said the way it really is, because it can be discouraging when you are looking at some social media accounts that make it look easy, because it really isn't. So let's not expect it to be easy. Let's be smart about it and prepare for the journey so you can see the success you want. All right, let's get to the thing number two you need to see success on Instagram. Like I already mentioned in the mindset part, you will need to post a lot of content. Instagram really is commitment. It's something that becomes part of your weekly schedule, just like any work responsibility you have in your business. And you probably already know that you will need to be consistent. That means you will need to be posting every week for months and years to come. This can be a real challenge for business owners because they don't plan for that. They think about how to sustain it for next few weeks, but not really how they are going to keep it going so they can be consistent, show up and post for months and months ahead, because like I said, it's going to become part of your business. And if you want to keep getting customers from Instagram, 1 year from now as well, you're going to have a plan that is going to help you to keep showing up all that time. Okay, you know that when I try a business tool that saves me hours of my time and allows me to achieve better results for my business, I'm hooked. And I've got to share it with you. Let me introduce you to Flick. Or should I say my secret Instagram helper? Flick helps you to take the guesswork out of finding hashtags so your content can be discovered by your ideal audience. No more using random hashtags that don't do anything for your business. With Flick, you can find hashtags for your niche within a minute and save them in app directly for future use. Thanks to their next level analytics, you can grow your reach with over 20 key metrics you won't find on Instagram. Learn which hashtags to use, what's the best time to post for you, and you can even use their scheduling tool to plan out your content. It's one of my favorite apps of all time. If you'd like to join me and over 20,000 business owners and save time while growing your business on Instagram with Flick, you can start your free trial today via link in the show notes of this episode. So, what I recommend is to create a list of posts where you will be continuously adding new posts, kind of like a pipeline. I do that in Notion, in my planning system, but you can use anything. You can use Google Sheets or even a notepad if you are a person who just loves writing all the notes on a paper. Whatever works for you is your right way to do it. When I committed myself to grow on Instagram, I wrote down 5 subtopics from my niche that I was going to talk about over and over. And then I sat down for an afternoon, made myself a coffee and grabbed the laptop and started to fill out a list of post ideas for each of those subtopics until I hit like 100 post ideas. And from beginning, it was hard. But once I got into the flow, I could not stop going. You can search for ideas on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, Google search bar, Answer the Public. You can even scan through the podcast topics from your niche. Of course, you don't want to copy what other people are doing. You just want to get inspired and get idea of something similar you could create. And you are just writing the list, like the titles of what your post would be about. You're not actually writing the post itself and all details for it. That would be another work session that you can plan out to do later on every other week or every week, however often you will decide to script out your posts. But doing that allows you to commit on a deeper level. Once you take that action, you are going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it. Look at this. I already know next 100 posts I want to create. I'm serious about this. And the best part, your content creation just became a lot more efficient because you won't be mindlessly scrolling for your next post, but you can get quiet, get cozy, pull out a post idea you already intentionally chosen, and brain dump or research bullet points for that specific post idea you want to share in that post. To sum it up, you'll need a lot of content. Intentional content around what you sell, so you can attract people to your account who are potential customers to your business. Which means you need to prepare yourself with having an ongoing intentional list of what you want to share compared to just mindlessly scrolling last minute just because you didn't prepare and you need to post. And I mean, no judgment. I've been in that stage and it's a roller coaster that I am happy and proud to be off, because it just leads to exhaustion, stress, and no results. So if you can avoid hopping on that roller coaster of mindless last-minute content creation right off the bat, you'll be having a lot more fun, peace, and results. And this takes us to the point number 3 that you need if you are serious about growing your Instagram this year, and that is content planning system. This is another thing that not very many people talk about. You'll hear people saying that you need to post more, you need to show up more on your stories, you need to do more of this and more of that, and you need to do all the things. But no one tells you how one woman is supposed to do it all. Well, this is how. You need a system that will support you in the long term. System that fits into your busy life and allows you to honor your commitment to showing up on Instagram and growing your community with pockets of time you have. So you can fit content creation into your weeks without having to spend full day doing it. So you can have an ongoing list of posts for future where you are batching similar tasks together and continuously filling up your social media calendar with finished posts. So when you have an hour on Tuesday evening, you can brain dump bullet points for a few posts in your pipeline. And when you have an hour on Thursday afternoon, you can put on makeup and take some photos, record some short clips that you can reuse for your reels later. And when you have hour on Friday, you can edit your clips and finish those reels that you pre-recorded, or you can hire someone to do the whole editing for you and save yourself hours of your time. Or you can hire someone to do the content research for you. There is no perfect way to do this. Some people can spend all day to write the posts, the captions, record and edit it all because they have that time flexibility, and I used to do that too in the past, but I find it very exhausting and usually I dread those days. So in this season of my life, I prefer to break down my content creation tasks into batching blocks in several hours through the weeks. I do my social media planning in Notion planning system, so I can see all the posts that I have scheduled, all the posts that I'm working on, and just open up a specific post no matter which stage of content creation they are, and continuously fill up my social media or podcast calendar with finished pieces of content and see what is ready to be repurposed. So to sum it up, try to be realistic with your time management and look at how are you currently planning your schedule. Face the fact that to sustain your Instagram, you will need to allocate weekly or bi-weekly time to keep creating your posts. How can you break it up in smaller chunks of similar tasks so it works for you? Are there specific parts of your social media creation process that just takes you too long that you could outsource to make this process for yourself easier? What changes will you need to do on a weekly basis so you can show up? Where are you going to be planning and saving your posts? Content creation doesn't have to be so stressful if you face all the tasks you will need to do to sustain posting weekly and intentionally create routine that will support you in doing so. All right, let's bring all of this to the episode summary as we always do in the end. If you are serious about growing on Instagram this year, you will need 1, work on your mindset. You can absolutely reach your goal of growing on Instagram if you don't expect it to be easy. Instagram could change your business and your life forever. It could open doors to opportunities you never thought would be even possible for you. But to get there, you will need to stop taking setbacks personally and not let your mindset discourage you so you can keep going even when no one is watching your posts yet and even when it feels like nothing is working. Number two, you will need a lot of content. If you want to grow on Instagram, you know you need to be consistent. Test yourself how serious you really are about this. Spend an afternoon and challenge yourself to write down minimum 50 niche-specific post ideas around what you sell that you will create for your business. And number three, a system that supports you in showing on Instagram consistently. System that fits into your busy life and allows you to honor your commitment to showing up on Instagram and growing your community with pockets of time you have. So you can fit content creation into your weeks without having to spend full day doing it. Instagram is a commitment. Where are you going to be planning and saving your posts? When are you going to be doing that? What do you need so you can show up? How can you prepare and adjust your current schedule so you can make it happen? Don't look for how hard it is. Look for how can I make this work for me? Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I loved recording it for you. If you learned something today, or if this episode helped you in any way, I'd really, really appreciate if you could take a minute to leave a review. It would mean the world to me and help me continue creating more valuable content. And if you are hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at SmallBizBabesCommunity for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.